This is the After Party with Big Party and Molly, where we overshare for entertainment and call it healing. Welcome to the After Party.
All right, welcome to the After Party with Big Party and Molly. Yeah, welcome. It's the first episode of the After Party. It drops on Tuesdays, and then we have an unfiltered After Party of coming to you soon on Thursday. So we're just going to fill your whole week up. Like we said, you guys have asked for more, and we're giving you more. And plus, we love doing this. You know, yeah. We really.
I mean, that's the thing.
Yeah, that's 100%. It's hard to actually say that you love something so much that you'll do it for free.
And yet, here we are. Ta-da! I think I have something in my tooth, and you weren't going to tell me.
No, I don't do that. I don't tell anybody anything. It's the rude
part
of me.
I made the mistake of, I was going to not eat, yeah. You know, I was holding off. And then I just, like, I can't, they've got me, so, you know, I've been sick.
Uh-huh.
And they've got me on steroids. And this is, like, the last day, but it's day 5. And I want to eat the couch.
Oh, you're hungry?
Like, oh, my God. Like, I can't. Like, seriously, and it hits you like a truck. Like, you're like, if I don't eat something right now, I might spontaneously combust, or like
you get hangry.
Punch something.
Oh, so you get hangry is what you're saying. Yeah,
I do. I went to the store on my way home from work.
Uh huh.
And bought a pastry. I never do this. I mean, you know me for how long? I bought a pastry, and I like ate it before I even got home. Like I ate it in the car. No, I'm not kidding. Like I ate a pastry in the car while driving. Like, I was like, if I can't get this down my throat fast enough, I don't know what's going to happen. I might hit a lamppost.
So we named the growth in her throat Dick. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Because she hates it, and not because it's actual, you know, it's the name. All right. So is Dick still there in your throat?
The swelling is down today. I woke up and he was still hanging out. And then as of now, gone. So fingers crossed. I mean, I'm obviously on the upswing of whatever steroid dose I'm on, which the whole point of steroids is that it shrinks it. That's why they put you on steroids, is because it's supposed to bring down the swelling.
I think cold water does the same thing.
The water was cold. You're like, yeah, sure it was. How many men have used that excuse? Yeah.
All of us. Every one of us. All right. So to get a hold of us, it's still the same deal as the Big Party Show. This is a continuation is what it is. It's bpscrasher@gmail.com. And also the party line is 402-915-0962. We're going to ask you guys to do us a solid. Okay. If you're watching this or listening to this, you can watch through Spotify and you can listen through Spotify. But we need you guys to spread the word like you did with the Big Party Show.
Yes.
All right. To let everyone know, Mom Squad people, all you guys, let everyone know that the after party with Big Party and Molly right here, it exists, and it drops on Tuesdays and then Thursdays as well, eventually. So help us any way you can. And just do yourself good and let's win this thing. It's always a race. It's always a race. And
racing ourselves.
Yeah, and it's just like, why start the race if you're not going to finish it is what I go by. So, yeah, let's make it happen. I watched your show.
Heated Rivalry.
I didn't get through the whole thing, Molly. I got through about half of it. They move quick.
Yeah, they do.
I thought it was going to be just I like the beginning of it. It's not bad. I think it's done well. It's just not my thing. It's just not my thing. I don't
You're
like
not
watching.
You're not a romance guy.
I'm not a romance guy. Thank you. That's the best way of putting it.
Seriously. I mean, I just wanted you to watch it because you had been asking mm-hmm. if this was something you and Wyleen should watch together. And my whole point to you was no woman should be watching this with her husband. Now, I know you're not a romance guy, but, you know, we talk about shows that we're into. You talked about The Pit and I went out and watched it and I've been obsessed with Heated Rivalry and I wanted you to at least have a glimpse into what I've been consuming.
Yeah, I'm going to finish it without a doubt. I just got to 6 months later, and then they just started making out and stuff in one of the guy's apartments or something like that.
Hotel rooms, yeah.
That's a hotel room. Okay. Mm-hmm.
Yeah. And you were like, nope.
I had to go.
All good here. You can fast forward, you know.
I know, but I just wanted to kind of see it's long.
It feels long.
It felt very long.
I'm not a sex scene person. So yeah. That was like one of those things where when I first watched this, I was like, whoa, coming in so hot. I mean, the spice meter on this is like hot ones. I mean, you are up there. You're like, whoo, where is my glass of milk? I need a bowl of ice cream. This is so spicy.
So are these actors, are they gay in real life?
I don't know.
Okay. All right.
I have no idea.
Because that would be such a difficult thing to do if what they were doing in that hotel room. You know what I mean? It's like, okay.
Yes. I mean, I will say just from my limited experience with acting.
They're good actors. Yeah.
Make out scenes, even whether or not you're gay, straight, you know, asexual, it doesn't matter. You're making out with someone you don't have feelings for.
Yeah.
I mean, it's a coworker for all intents and purposes. You may have a connection. Like you and I have worked together for a long time. We have feelings for each other. We care about each other. But if I had to like go into a scene and they're like, all right, so today it's going to be you and Party making out because it's your fifth anniversary. I mean, it would be like weird. All of a sudden, then we're having lunch and we're like, wow, that was cool today. You and me sucking face. Yeah, how wild was that?
I didn't know. I mean, it's like I said, I'm going to finish the thing. I mean, I'm not afraid of it by any means. I just like you, I don't watch romance and stuff like that. And you know, when actors are making out with each other, it's intriguing to me. Yeah.
Well, it feels like you're watching a private moment.
Yes. That's what it felt like.
And that's the thing. Like, I'm not a voyeur. Like I'm not somebody who, you know, when people are like PDA people and they make out in bars, and then some people are like, look, those guys over there. I'm like, I don't want to see that. Like, I don't want to see that in real life. Like, it's not like I'm going to sit down and use my free time to watch it either. I just, their romance is what gets you. You know, the fact that, I mean, right now you're at the part where they're just hooking up. Like, they're just hitting.
What gets even more romancy?
Yeah, they fall for each other. Okay. I mean, it right now, you're just watching episode one halfway through. They're just like, you're hot, I'm hot, let's be hot together. So you're at that point where they're just like, this is all lust and physical attraction. You get to episode six, The Cottage, and all of a sudden it's all the feelings, and you've watched these guys go through this whole journey together, and it's so cute.
And there's another season coming after.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Okay. Wow.
These guys are having the time of their lives, though. They were so the Golden Globes were on Sunday.
Mm-hmm.
These guys had like front row tickets. They were there. Nikki Glaser made a joke about them. They got to hand out an award, like a big award. I mean, these guys are having a moment.
I think one of them was the top dressed on the carpet. They said
Hudson Williams. He looked amazing. He was wearing Armani.
Yeah.
And then he had a Bulgari like choker on. I mean, he looked really good. He was wearing this like white flowy shirt with a corset type of thing. It was
Snoop had the worst, I believe.
Snoop always has the worst.
You know,
nobody's looking at Snoop for fashion advice. People are just looking at Snoop to be cool.
Yeah. They said he was super high up there when he presented an award.
Heck,
so
yeah, they're like, he even said, he's like, you've had me here for too long. Because they've got to get their butt early.
Yeah, they do. Yeah, they do.
You know, so they're getting ready first thing in the morning. I mean, they're in glam most of the day. And then it takes forever in LA to get anywhere, especially during an award show day. So traffic's bananas. Then they're chilling out in the car. Then they're chilling out to walk the carpet. Then they're chilling out on the carpet. Then they're doing all these interviews. And they finally get them into like the lobby. And all there is just standing around. What I felt bad for is it looked like it was the surface of the sun there. Everyone's like, is it me or is it hot?
Yeah.
Like, so everybody's dressed up and in full makeup and they're like, I'm melting.
God, I'll bet. I don't know what the temperature is there for that. I like Nikki Glaser, by the way. I
do too.
Love her. Yeah, she's a very funny woman. But it got panned. The whole thing got panned. I mean, the question is who watches these shows anymore outside of you and I? And that's the question. It said it what do you call it? Flatlined after 10 minutes. And it just
Golden Globes are my favorite on account of the fact that it's basically looser. Like you're at a cocktail party. Yeah. Uh-huh. 'Cause they're all hanging out at tables, eating, drinking, carrying on, being merry. This year had a weird sort of aura to it on account of the fact that, okay, I mean, we don't talk about it on this show and that's fine, but I think we can call out the elephant in the room. The world is kind of burning right now.
It is.
It doesn't matter where you are. It's like you turn on the news and you're like, my God, I didn't know there could be unrest in every part of the world at the exact same time, but apparently there can be. So it seems weird to watch an awards ceremony where everyone's like, I'm wearing this.
And I'm this.
I've been fasting all day. And
it is truly for them. I mean, even when they first time ever, they gave out a Golden Globe to podcast. Right? First time ever. And who are they? There are celebrities. No normal people, no nothing. It's the celebrities, even when in the podcast world. I don't think it's because of how many people listen to their podcast or this and that. I just think it's them. You got to pick three. Yes, you got to pick three of them out of however many celebrity podcasts there are, and you put them out in front and you give them another Golden Globe.
I did love the fact that they threw NPR in there.
Yeah.
They're like, oh, and I know, they're like, oh, and NPR. Like the NPR is like, The NPR is like the grandfather of podcasts. Like they, like the originator. They're patient zero when it comes to podcasts. They were podcasts before podcasts were podcasts. And so they have to throw them in there. And they didn't have a snowball's chance in hell. Like they were like,
not at all.
Real stuff. I want to listen to Amy Poehler talk to Gwyneth Paltrow about early dinner reservations. They literally did talk about that the other day.
Did they really? I haven't listened to any of theirs yet.
I just saw a clip.
Okay.
It was like a clip because it was like, you know, basically the idea of I love going to dinner at 6 o'clock because I can be full and home and in bed by 8.
Amen.
And I was like, I mean, you're not wrong, but it was crazy to listen to Gwyneth Paltrow say like, well, actually I had dinner last night at 5:45 and I was like the first person in the restaurant.
Really? 5:45. I've done that before, but I have friends that go home early. Like my buddy, Tim, we were all meeting up and he couldn't get it. The only reservation he got for us was like at 4:30. I'm like, really? 4:30? Who goes to dinner at 4:30?
And then
he wanted
to
be in bed by 6. You know,
4:30. I love happy hour.
Yeah.
That's been that has been the revelation, I would say, in the last year, is meeting people for happy hour. Uh-huh. So you go, you meet at like 4:30, you have a you think that I had already had happy hour.
You're drinking coffee.
You have a couple cocktails.
Okay.
And then you head home, have a little nibble, maybe watch like one show, and then boom, you are ready for bed.
I can't argue that. I don't mind. I mean, I'm out early. Not that early, but, you know, I guess it's no different. I mean, what time do you eat at home when you guys eat dinner together?
Like 6:30.
Okay, that's about us too. But, you know, the other day
6:30. It just depends.
Yeah, because the other day we went to Shucks, and basically it was that let's go to Shucks at 3:30 and eat.
Do they have a special at 3:30? Like sometimes those places have specials.
No, not that I know of. We just wanted to eat early dinner like an old couple.
Like, honey, let's get home and watch our shows.
I'll tell you what. I picked what the servers. It was a chicken sandwich of some sort. Mm-hmm. And it's the server's selection. You know, they voted the best. This is the best on their menu. And I got it, Molly. And it was enormous. I could not believe the size of this thing. It was so huge. Yeah, it was huge. It was like some kind of Carolina barbecue chicken sandwich with some pickled, I think it was pickled cabbage or something on it, or maybe onions on it. And oh, it was so delicious, people. If you go there, get that. But make sure you have an appetite.
Go to Shucks and get chicken.
I'll tell you what. I said the same thing to that waitress. I said, everyone thinks I'm crazy when I say Shucks has one of the best burgers and a great chicken sandwich. And she said, that's like their secret. That everyone says the same thing because everyone like you say the same thing. Go to Shucks and get a chicken sandwich. It's amazing. Everything there is absolutely amazing. I'm not going to lie. I'm just telling you. I mean, I eat all their fish and stuff and I eat their clam chowder. Mm-hmm. Love me some clam chowder.
Yeah,
I just, I can eat that stuff all day long. But then sometimes I feel like something else. The Sweet Wylene gets fish every time with the French fries, but she also gives me some of her fish.
What kind of fish does she get?
She gets the haddock and it's everything there is gluten free. You can have it gluten free. You just can't tell. They fry it in a separate fryer and they use a different batter and all that stuff, but you can't tell the difference, you know, between any of it. So she gets that and I know I'm going to get some of that. So I'll get the coleslaw, I'll get the fish from her, and then I'll have chicken and I'll have fries.
Jesus. Save some for the rest of the restaurant. You're like, and then I want some clam chowder. And what do you got on the dessert menu? Don't be holding back.
No dessert.
I know you got something sweet back there.
I normally go get oysters every time.
You do like oysters?
Oh, I can't Yes. I wanted to get a bunch and bring them home from like the Asian market. They have them there, you know, but I don't know how to shuck an oyster. I always feel like
you got to be really careful.
People stab their hands all the time, don't they? Yeah, so I don't want to be there.
I used to shuck oysters.
Did you really?
Mm-hmm.
Did you really?
But I always wore a glove. I was always, so they have these like mesh gloves.
Yeah, I have some of those. Yeah, so you don't stab yourself. I guess mine you can stab yourself. Is it a metal mesh glove that is? Okay,
you feel like a knight. You're like, hello.
Hello.
Yeah.
But anyway.
There was one time I worked an oyster fest. And I mean, it was just shucking in the sun all day long. Shuck.
You don't eat oysters. They're not an oyster.
No, it's a texture thing. They're just oogie.
Okay.
I mean, it's like, I think they're like sucking down a loogie. I mean, I've tried.
I second that. It does. I mean, it really is. I don't know if there's another way of describing that texture.
No.
There really
either you like it or you don't. And that's honestly what it comes down to. It's really not a flavor profile thing. It honestly is completely texture.
So it's safe to say that you don't like to suck down your loogies.
No, do you? Wow, don't answer that. I think you did just answer it. I think you just answered it. Oh, no, really? Oh, you kissed your wife with that mouth.
It's been a while, Molly, but yeah.
Since you've kissed your wife, no, I get it. When she hears this podcast, it might be never. She's like, zero kisses earned.
Oh, yeah. God, we just had cleaners in the house. And that's the reason why
I
put
it. Love clean day?
I do. This is Wylene's thing. This is something that she treats herself with.
She should.
You know, and so they come once a month. Okay. And I'm watching this show that you're telling me to watch.
Mm-hmm. Oh, Nickman.
Yeah. I hear the door open and I couldn't.
The man of the house is home and I do not know what he's got on the television. Do not go into the family room.
So
we'll clean that last. And we probably should do a deep clean.
I bailed. I heard the door open. I'm like, uh-oh. And then so I shut it off quickly and I'm like, I gotta go. And so I left. And it's funny though, is that I've tried to alter this whole thing of like, maybe we get it done every other month or something like that. Cause we're not dirty people that needs this stuff done. We don't have children or anything like that. So in the end,
two dogs.
We have two dogs. Yeah. But they don't make a mess. They just have toys, you know, and they tear up toys. But anyway, so it's so funny. I don't know if you do the same thing, but whenever I know they're coming, I find myself cleaning before they get there to clean. That's fascinating.
Yeah. For us, so we don't have cleaners anymore.
You don't? Okay.
Mm-hmm. No, we haven't had cleaners for a while. But what was funny was when we did have cleaners, they came every other week, right?
Yeah.
The kids would always be like, why do we have to pick up? I'm like, they're not here to pick up after you. They're here to clean. Like, they're not here to tidy your room. They're not here to pick up your toys. They're here to scrub floors. you know, like clean, in vacuum clean. And clean, like clean.
Yeah.
So your job is to get all of your, I don't even know if I can say the word, your crap, I guess I'll just say,
okay,
off the floor, off your beds. I mean, my daughter sleeps in what is basically a library. Like she sleeps in a pile of books. I went to go make her bed the other day, and I swear I took like 35 books out of her bed.
That's good. She's a reader. That's fantastic.
That's fine. Put them away.
There's that.
Don't sleep with them. So when the cleaners would come, I would say, like, they're here. They'll strip your bed. They'll make your bed. But they're not going to put away 35 books. I'm not going to have them spend their time doing that. That's on you to do. Yeah. Well, now the cleaners are gone, and she's not doing it. So I am.
Hey.
I had an entire conversation with my son the other day. I went to go change the sheets in his room. And I'm like, are you? Apparently, I did not realize this, but a 7-Eleven has opened up in my house. Apparently, there's a convenience store in my son's room.
What'd you say to him?
I was like, we do not eat in bedrooms in this house. We don't.
Huh. I'd have to do the same thing with Oliver when he was little. That should be the rule, because then next you know what, you're cleaning up everything, food.
Well, my thing is, why don't you just go ahead and put out a please come sleep with me sign to every bug, cockroach, whatever wants to make its way creepy crawly into your bed and nosh its way through the night. Disgusting, sick, gross. Like you should have seen the look on Declan's face, because I don't lose. I mean, I know we joke around, but like, I really don't lose my shit on the kids. I really don't. And this time I was just like, this is my one thing. This is my no-go zone. No food in bedrooms. Because once they get in, it's like an entire project getting it out. Like once the little ants and stuff like that find their way in and know that that's where the picnic's at, like you're spending the rest of your life trying to like reprogram them to go someplace else.
And then it stinks. It smells. Boys' rooms have a weird smell to them anyway. But then you add food and bowls of stuff and, you know, empty cups and everything like that. Then it really stinks it up a little bit. I'd do the same thing with Oliver. You know, I don't eat in our bedroom. I mean, so Colin, I don't think I said anything, but
house. Uh-huh. We do not live in a studio apartment where it's a one room and there's like the bathroom and the kitchen and the bedroom and the living room are all one room. I've lived in places like that where you do eat in your bedroom because your bedroom's also your kitchen.
Mm-hmm.
But we have a house. It has a kitchen. It has a dining room. I mean, there are multiple places in which you can eat food. And he's a dirty night eater.
Oh.
Slinks out.
And he sneaks it upstairs when you guys are asleep. Slinks out.
Yeah, he's like, everybody's asleep. Time to eat. The to-go light's on.
Oh, wow.
16. It's like a whole new, I'm like, listen, you dirty night eater. Hey, I'm going to do this. Eat in the kitchen.
I saw some good news for you. I thought of you. The next time that the sun will set at 5:15 will be November 5th of next year. So every minute, every day at every sunset, it's like gaining it like a minute. I think January we gained 40 minutes.
Yes.
Something like that. So
excited.
Yeah. So that's crazy. I mean, the last sunset that was before 5:15 in the evening was November 4th. So yeah, the sun is coming. T-minus.
Right.
Yeah, it's coming.
It's so dark.
We got some crazy warm weather going on right now, but, I'll definitely take it.
It's a weird winter.
Mm-hmm. I think the animals are confused too. People are getting a flu left and right, and I'm guessing it's because of the temperatures going back and forth.
It's just a really bad flu season. I mean, it's just a really, like, it's one of those. And then everybody gets together for the holidays, and it's just a super spreader. January is just meant to hide.
So I don't leave. I don't leave the house. Are your Christmas stuff down yet?
God, no.
Okay.
We still got a tree in the front window. You nuts?
Wylene just took it down.
That thing's going to be up till Super Bowl. Oh, Bears.
Hey, Wylene just took everything down. I combated with her about that. I'm like, Christmas isn't over.
Yeah, it is.
No, it's not. It's over. I mean, I tried to get her to just to move the tree down to the new studio down in the basement, so I can have Christmas, you know, year round down there when that's done.
That's depressing.
You know, what's depressing? That's depressing.
Christmas all year. It doesn't make it special. It's just like, guess it's Tuesday in June. Well, you're like, Merry Christmas. Kind of hard to really rally around. Like, you're like, I've waited all year for this tree to mean something again because it's been up all year, but now it's actually seasonal.
God, when I lived alone, years ago, I would have that tree up year round. But that's the beauty about not putting the white lights on. It eliminates the feeling of Christmas 100%. You know,
no, we've got the 1-2 punch, party. We've got colored lights and a live tree.
Ah.
We're on borrowed time. This thing was supposed to come down this last weekend. Only I went to the emergency room. Huh. And if mom's not here to say things like, don't eat food in your bedroom, please don't sleep on a pile of books, and can we get this Christmas tree taken care of? It doesn't happen.
Are you guys, I mean, why Peter can't drag it out of the house? Or
I've got to put away all the stuff.
Okay.
We've got that whole thing with the ornaments. They all go with different boxes because everyone is a different year. So it's like a whole thing.
Have fun.
Right.
Keep it up. Keep it up. Change the lights. Change the lights next time.
Oh, who wants a St. Valentine's Day tree?
Please tell them that. Please ask them if they want to keep this thing up.
Are you kidding me? They're just what? Huh? Okay.
Yeah.
I mean, nobody said anything. I had to say something. Like, I guess we're not taking down the tree this weekend on account of the fact that I'm not. And they're like, oh, yeah, we can wait. I'm like, no, we can't.
We're seeing a different side of Molly because before, I mean, I never even thought of the fact that you would be changing sheets for some reason.
What, I'm just too perfect?
It sounded weird. No, I don't change sheets. I mean, Wylene does it.
I was stripping beds like it was a job. Are you kidding me? I came home from the hospital and I was like, every bed is getting stripped.
Yeah.
Starting from square one. I have been doing... The kids even, this is how bad it is. This is how much laundry I've done. The kids even said yesterday, do you ever not do laundry anymore? And I was like, how bad is that when children notice? How do you know you've been doing stupid amounts of laundry when your kids are like, hey, I took a minute from my video game to notice you've been in the laundry room like a lot, like a lot, like a lot.
Yeah. Well, that kind of goes with the gig. I mean, when Wylene stripped the beds down and everything, it was all because I asked her why, and she said it was because we were sick.
Yeah.
I guess.
Sleep in sick sheets? Let's snuggle up. I think we had the flu.
Yeah. I mean, she cleaned everything.
Spent another night in
these. It was blankets and everything. Everything gone. And you have to have a big washer for that. We have a good size washer. Welcome to Wash Talk.
Wash Talk. What's your cycle? Let's do a quick spin before we say goodbye. Well, I mean, it is good that you have a good washer, but the thing is that you've got a king size bed.
Monster bed. Love it.
Right.
Love it. Love it. Love it.
So we've got a queen size bed. My son's got a full. My daughter has two twins. So, I mean, you can't shove all that in one load. I mean, that right there is like three loads, four loads, easy.
You guys only have a queen size bed.
Still, party.
I can't even believe. I know a lot of people have queens, but I guess I'm spoiled. I'm used to this big king. It might even be bigger than a king. It seems very big, because Wylene can be on one side of the bed and I can be on the other and we're not touching.
That's how your magic works.
Yeah.
That's how it works. She's like, I don't even want to see you until morning. And don't even think about kissing me with that loogie mouth of yours.
Hey.
Like, hey, that's my mouth you're talking about here.
It's my mouth. All right, we're going to wrap this. Again, this is the After Party, continuation of the Big Party Show. It comes out every Tuesday and soon to be Thursdays as well. But yeah, you can shoot us a message, but spread the word, spread it out there, share it, do all that stuff. And yeah, and if the easy way of telling somebody is just tell them, and then they can, you guys can go to the bigpartyshow.com, and there's all the links there as well for easy access. All about easy access today. So, all right, we're gonna get out of here. We'll see you guys tomorrow on a Big Party Show. Have a safe day and do yourself good.